wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good Monday morning to everybody. Starting this week off with our podcast, Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we are here today to embrace your pain with my guest, Jason Brody. Yes, we have a guest today, and we are going to spend the day talking about emotions. Good morning, Monday. How about those emotions? They are our guidance system, our North Star. They are such a part of us. They are here to help us navigate what we want, what we don't want. They are not to be ignored. They are not to be distracted from. They are not to be bulldozed or transmuted into something else. Pain, pleasure, all the emotions. That is what makes us so human. They are meant to be felt. And Dr. Jason Brody, with his master's in psychology, he is going to help us rediscover how best to play with our emotions. He had his own spiritual awakening, get this, at the age of 28. You know, for me, it was not till like my 50s, you know? And that impelled him to go on a search to study how emotions help us create our perspective, how they really guide us in our life. And it taught him to deeply explore effective healing modalities, how to play with our emotions. He learned with many masters of various disciplines from the Eastern and the Western, from the mystical to the psychological, and he brings it all together. And believe me, he is a wise man, and he is here to help us today. He developed the Awakening Intensive, and I'll tell you, I met him on my own intensive. It was called the Enlightenment Intensive. I want to go to his Awakening Intensive. He gives you a step-by-step process, which he will be doing for us, well, not completely, but a mini process today. So stay tuned for us chatting as well as us processing. And right now, let's talk with Dr. Jason Brody about the right relationship between our feelings and deconstructing our childhood trauma. And yes, childhood is full of trauma because we don't understand the world. So even if you have the most perfect childhood, there's a touch of trauma left behind. So let's start today. Hi, Jason. Welcome to this show. Hey, how are you this Monday?
I appreciate it. I am actually going through a very intense process of my own right now. So a lot of what I'm going to be speaking of today is really personal, and I'm in it as well. So, one thing I want to tell to our listeners is you're coming into right relationship with your emotions is maybe the key to the difference between a life of suffering or a life of growth and fun and expansion. I'm going to be going over the four principles that underlie how to be in right relationship with your emotional self, and I'm later going to be leading a short process for people to kind of orient themselves and move in this direction. First, we have to understand what are feelings, what are emotions, what is this strange thing that happens that you're feeling wonderful, you're feeling awful, you're in, you're out, and you're precisely right when you refer to them as emotional guidance system. It's like your inner taste buds. Your taste buds tell you, oh, I like that, I don't like that. That's good food for me, that's not good food for me. And our emotions are constantly signaling to us and giving us information about, am I aligned with the truth of who I am, or am I caught in some less resourceful place that where I'm blocked or I'm stumbling or I don't know how to be with certain kinds of experiences. And our emotions are the tool that's been given to us to be able to sort that out. And one of the big stumbling blocks that happens is that we get into great judgment about should have these emotions, don't have these emotions. Most everybody's okay with feeling great. When you're happy, your life's going the way you want it to do. Wow, we eat that up right away. We just use that up as quick as we can.
It's sugar. It's
It's
like sugar. Everybody loves sugar.
yummy. It's delicious.
It's ice cream.
What about grief? What about
Yeah.
sadness? What about disappointment?
Yeah.
What about being afraid? These are like, no, I don't think so. Let me think of something pleasant. Let me think of, we have this idea that if we're not happy all the time, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
So we actually get polarized against our emotions.
They become our enemy
They become the enemy. They
instead
become
of becoming our
difficult. Why
guiding
is this
system.
happening? We don't know how to be with them. We avoid them. We compensate. We overeat. We take drugs.
We distract.
We distract. We do anything to get away from
Right.
the inability to be with them, the good ones, the bad ones, the ones we like, the ones we don't like, to recognize they're all sources of information if we know how to come into right relationship with it.
I think about, excuse me for one sec. I just wanna, it what popped into my mind was as a child, right? Sugar and spice and everything nice, right? So the girls are like leaning towards, you gotta only have those happy, joyful emotions. And guys are like, in our society are like, be tough, be strong, be. And so all of a sudden, those emotions that are associated with other states of being, we're somehow told that we're not supposed to hold them all. And so we distract. So yeah, I love what you're saying. Keep going.
So you just described two different dysfunctional relationships to our feelings.
Yeah.
Only be nice or only be tough.
Right.
And if you look at your own life, every life has a mixture. Every life has those wonderful experiences. Every life has those challenging experiences. So the first point that I want to speak to is you have to pay attention to your emotions. Imagine you're with a crying baby, and the baby's crying because it needs something. It's trying to express itself, and you don't respond.
Yeah.
Baby's going to cry louder.
Right.
It's going to intensify. Hey, I really need some whatever I need. It
Feel
is,
to heal. What you resist persists. It's the same thing with babies. I love that association with babies.
And if you go over to the baby and you say, "Okay, I'm here. What's going on? What do you need?" It calms down. You
Right.
can actually get the baby's need met, and that works a lot more clearly.
We have
So
to
a
parent
question about like,
ourselves.
yeah, when we have to reparent ourselves. We've already
Yeah,
been
you're
parents,
right.
and even in the most the most clear, loving family, there's still aspects of humanity. There's still aspects of unhealed
Yeah.
trauma that needs to be addressed. So trauma is actually a situation of stress without any possibility of resolution.
Ah, learned helplessness in a sense.
In experiments that they've done with mice,
Right.
if you shock them and they have no control over that, they'll start biting themselves and hurting themselves. This gives them some sense of control. We often think of trauma in terms of, well, my parents died in a car crash, but trauma is also when your dad leaves for another woman. And your mother is a wreck, and she has to go to work, and you lost your mother, and you're all on your own. You don't know where to turn. Trauma can be showing up at a party without a birthday present because nobody instructed you to do it. There are many, many things that we would dismiss as minor or little that get lodged and get stuck.
Yeah, I joke that my childhood was perfect and horrific simultaneously, right?
Perfect
My
and horrific.
loving, loving parents, but my father absolutely couldn't control his emotions and wanted perfection from children, and perfection's an impossibility.
So you are then left in a position of this is what I have to do to be loved.
Right.
And anything that's perfect in me can be brought forward. Anything that's imperfect is a problem, needs to be buried or denied or acted out or whatever. So you just described trauma. And everybody's got their own version of it. But very, very few people escape the effects of this unhealed trauma. What happens in trauma is a part of us fragments. A part of us isn't allowed to come into being and take its place and express itself. So a piece of us gets cut off, and another piece gets cut off, and then another fragment, another not okay. If you're growing up in an environment where whenever you're sad or unhappy, you are reminded of, well, you should be grateful. You have so much. I give you everything. You have, look at how much you have, and people in China don't have anything, and you should be great. Oh, it's not okay for me to have any kind of feeling of discomfort. Anytime then that will come up, you'll be in conflict. You'll not know how to deal with that. You'll not be in right relationship with it.
I remind my patients it's very similar when people think about how we separate from ourselves. If your parents are having a silly argument over who took out the garbage, right? And you walk in the room as a child and you feel the tension and you say, "What's wrong?" And your parents go, "Nothing." Because to them, they know it's a silly, stupid argument and it's nothing big. But in that instant, you are separated from your ability to sense your own emotions that something was off kilter.
Right, so you must be wrong. Your
Right. And so
emotions
all of
must
a
be wrong.
sudden, you can't trust yourself.
That's a great example. And we all have our own versions of what we went through in that. And these splits, these fragments coalesce into what we could call the subconscious. The subconscious is essentially what we don't know that we don't know. And we have all these fragments in there, all these incomplete situations that then form the background of they inform our actions. I don't know why I get so angry every time somebody blah blah blah. We have all these triggers, we have all these incomplete situations, and what happens, these fragments, because the entire structure of the universe is about expansion and it's about coming into wholeness and realizing who we are. So if there are pieces that can't come along for the ride, they're always trying to make themselves known. You probably can recognize in your life, hey, I keep getting caught up in this and this.
Yeah, we get patterns, right? We have
I got a
story
pattern. Why
patterns
does
that
this
keep
pattern
happening
always
over and
happen
over
this way?
again.
Why do my relationships always have this same kind of, because something is trying to bring itself to your attention. Something is trying to make itself known as I need to grow. I need to come back. I want to come back. I want to bring more wholeness. What typical mainstream therapy or self-help work or even a lot of spiritual practice, it's all about, well, just feel better. Just have positive thoughts.
No, it doesn't
There's
work.
a place. There's a place for positive thinking. There's a place for affirmations. There's a place for, envisioning your wholeness and moving toward that. But if we have not addressed this great reservoir of uninvestigated counter intentions, don't be loud, give yourself away. What's important is you compromise, and whatever the particular story is, if we're not aware of them, they become lingering problems.
Yeah, what we again, we distract. We're going to take a break in just a minute. So I am going to break us off right now. It's time for that first break. When we come back, we are going to discuss more about these deep-seated emotions, the positive and the negative, and where they come from. We're going to talk about how best to feel them rather than resist them. So remember, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will come back in just a minute with Jason Brody and more on emotions.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk.
I like to do it as conversational. That's why I interrupt
and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, all my listeners, all of you up on this bright early Monday morning. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, host of Your Healing Playground on the Inspired Choices Network. We are a podcast, a show where you can be found on all your favorite podcast platforms. Please listen, share, subscribe, support, sign up at womensreproduction.com for my health books, my free ebooks, and get information on what's coming up next, what masterclasses, what future retreats, and tell me what you want to hear about on this podcast. And now I am back with today's guest, Jason Brody, and we are talking all about emotions. And we're going to get into the deep and dirty part of it. How do we find the root of these emotions? Where do they come from? What's hiding in our subconscious? Take it away, Jason.
Yeah, that's what gets me all excited. Getting to the roots, getting to the how this all started. We have to find the places in us where this all began. And 90% or more of it is going to be about your childhood experience with your parents. Most parents are doing their best to be loved, but most parents have not done the deep inner work to resolve their own patterns, so they don't know anything other than to pass them along. And this is not to blame them or make them wrong. It's just to recognize we've moved away from tribal society. We're in single families where mommy and daddy are everything. They're your main sources of everything. You don't have if my mom's not real good at being soft and nurturing, there's auntie down the lane that I can go and get that need met.
It's interesting. So you're saying, hold on one second. You're saying, and I hadn't thought about it. I always think that so much childhood trauma is just because so much of history, we were still stuck in our root chakra of food, water, shelter, poverty, scarcity. But what you're saying is the nuclear family versus the extended family may have accentuated it.
It made it more difficult.
We could have our needs met by other people. We've gotten more abundance, we've gotten less abundance in the family structure. Interesting.
Yeah. It's all about getting our needs met. If our needs are met, we're happy and we're comfortable with what comes up. We feel we have a baseline of goodness and wellness that can hold difficult situations.
Right.
Our needs don't get met if we're not nurtured, or if we're not taught, or if because you're female, you're less than, like whatever the particular situation is. This is an unmet need that will, for our completion, we need to meet that. We need to
Right.
find a way to our okayness. So the second important step is you have to find out where all this came from.
Right.
And this means you start looking for where the roots were. When's the first time I felt this way? When do I remember feeling this way? What was happening? What did I make of that? What did I make that mean?
The mind is full of unfulfilled conversations, unfinished conversations, right? Because we fill them in with our stories.
We fill them in with the stories, and the story is going to be consistent with how our parents relate to us. Now, there are other factors. There's also religions, there's education, there's the culture we grow up in.
Right.
All of these shape us, and it's very important to recognize, okay, I've been shaped, I've been taught to be this thing. How much of that is really real for me? What's
Right.
really resonant with who I actually experience myself to be? So, consider the plight of a child. You are completely, absolutely dependent on staying in your parents' good graces, or you're dead. It's literally life or death. That's
Yeah, you're
what
living in survival mode. You are
you're in
literally in
survival mode.
survival
And
mode.
survival means I have to stay, I have to.
Have to stay safe.
Whatever's demanded of me, whatever's asked
Right.
of me. Oh, don't be too assertive. Okay, I got to bury that part. Oh, you're so passive. Oh, I got to bury that part.
Right.
Why don't you get out and play more, and you don't have any friends? What's wrong? And whatever the particulars are, the underlying dynamic is the same. We begin to shift and adjust, and we've got good parts and bad parts, and we got. I'm okay when I'm this, and I'm not okay when I'm that.
Right.
When in reality, what our deepest inner process is, it's all okay. We're going through
Right.
what we need to go through, including our parental situation.
We're
That's
gifted our
our job.
parental situation to actually grow and evolve energetically, right?
That's correct. That's right.
Yeah.
We actually chose into that, which is a whole
Right.
other conversation.
Yeah.
But if you can begin to recognize, I'll invite our listeners, think of something that's a recurring difficulty for you, some kind of situation, and begin to just trace that back. Trace that back, and well, what did I learn about this? And watching my mother and father, watching how they interacted, in what I had to be, and what my role was in the family, how does that relate to that? Once you can go back to the root, you can understand what need in you did not get met, what deviation took place,
Right.
what you had to shift into something that wasn't really true for you, in order to stay in your good grace, in their good graces. So if for instance you have a mother who's kind of assertive and aggressive and is loving toward you, but you're responsible for making her look good in the family. There's this heavy pressure on you to achieve and be a good boy, and when you do that, your mother is loving, and you get toys and et cetera. When you don't do that, when you get in trouble or you get bad grades or whatever, your mother's silent, your mother's angry at you. It's like
Yeah.
dying. It's like, oh my God,
I'm dying again. I'm dying here.
yeah,
Yeah.
so what did I make that mean?
Right.
What I made that mean is, women have all the power. You have to please women by distorting yourself. I'm not okay as I am. Parts of me are unacceptable. And what behaviors did I adopt as a result of that? Maybe I adopted being over-compliant in relationship, saying yes when it's no,
Right.
and going along with things that are not consistent with who I really am. This becomes a lifelong pattern. When you begin to recognize this, it kind of lets you off the hook. It's not like anything's wrong with you. None of your emotions are wrong, and none of your reactions are wrong. We develop certain protector parts. Parts of our personality come forward to make sure, in this example I'm giving, make sure I'm not too assertive or aggressive. Make sure I follow the rules. Make sure I'm a good boy.
Yeah, I love it's the parts work and all the different things with the internal family systems, and also positive intelligence does the your inner judge and your inner saboteurs, and they're all the same. We have, as long as we understand the voices are different people, we're not crazy, but we're listening to all the different parts talk,
And
right? We have a boardroom in our head, in a sense.
all the parts have value. All the
Right.
parts are important.
Just like
All
when
the
you're running
parts.
a company, you need a lot of different parts,
That's
right?
right. And all the parts, even the protector ones, they're trying to do something for you. They're trying to keep you safe. If you can begin to parse and recognize what's the need that's being unmet here, that I'm have to have a protection, or I have to put a shell around me because I'm afraid of contact, for instance. That's doing something for you.
Right.
But there are all kind of better ways you could get that need met once you recognize it. Oh, I don't open up to people because I'm afraid of being judged. And you see that, and you can recognize that as I want to feel approval. So you start developing approval for yourself. You start hanging out with people who approve of you. That need starts getting met. The protector part can relax.
And I just want to say, because I am here on the healing playground and I am a physician, and when we live in this survival mode, right, and when we're judging and resisting and pushing it down and feeling bad, we're living with the sympathetic nervous system turned on. So physically, this isn't just an emotional problem, because the emotional problem is converted energetically, physically, into physical differences of how the body works. And so when we're in sympathetic nervous system, we're in a constricted state that change raises our blood pressure, changes our digestion, changes, we don't even make saliva to digest our foods. We don't get our needs met because we don't get the food and the nutrition. So it's not just in our brains. It literally peters out to the entire body state.
But it's not two things. It's all one
Right,
unit.
it's all one, it's connected. That's the point. And when we start to be more whole, we can rotate back into a more pleasurable, healthy state. So we're both emotionally more healthy, mentally more healthy, and the body will follow.
Just imagine for a moment what it would feel like to be totally okay with whatever was coming up.
Right.
If you
Totally
knew
okay with
you could
whatever's
handle
coming
it,
up.
if you knew you could handle it, if you know somebody judges you harshly, and you could be relatively, oh, that
So I
happened.
want to take, it's time for our next break. I want to stop with that statement. What if you could just breathe and know you are okay? You can handle whatever state you're in. How would life be, right, if you knew it was all okay? Because your body could relax into, I'm alive, it's all okay. And it's such a good time to just. I just want people to focus on that as you go to break. If you're alive, you are okay. You can handle it all. So it's time now for our second break. Remember, you are listening to Your Healing Playground with me, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith, as your host on the Inspired Choices Network. Next up, when we come back, make sure you come back, because Jason is going to lead us through a process where we can actually get in touch with these emotions so we can live okay with all our emotions. And now off to break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul, from neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk. She'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. I'm so excited to have you back on this podcast, Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and I'm here today with my guest, Jason Brody, developer of the Awakened Intensive. And he has a master's in psychology and decades of experience in psychotherapy and spirituality. And he is going to help us right now really get to the root of these emotions so we can have some experience on what it's like to truly discover how to heal with our emotions and how to play with our emotions. So take it away, Jason.
Okay. So I want to invite all our listeners. Sit comfortably. Close your eyes. Take a breath. Notice what's happening inside. You want to feel whatever's there without any judgment. Opening up a space for whatever wants to appear. Bring all of your attention to whatever you're feeling. You want to have an attitude of, I'm here. I'm open, and I want to move into whatever's there more deeply. Be aware of your body. Notice any tension. Go to the place in your body where there's the most energy, the most, wherever you're drawn. What does it feel like? What qualities does this energy have? Is it tingling, hard, vibrating, ephemeral? Stay with this feeling. Don't judge it. Don't fix it. Don't analyze it. be present. It has some information for you. So I want you now to ask into this space, what do you want me to know? What do you need? What are you trying to tell me? What information do you have for me? How can I help? Just bring all your attention to this experience. Let it open. It might feel good to open, it might feel uncomfortable to open. Your very presence, your very turning toward it is already healing. You want the information it carries. You want to understand it. Notice any tendency to want to change it or make it feel better. As if you were a loving mother or father embracing this child, wanting to know, wanting to understand. And now, based on whatever you may have experienced, what's a step that's indicated? What's a step you can take? Maybe it's say something to someone you haven't said, maybe it's to find a different way to meet a need. One action step. Notice what happens when you think of that step. Is there resistance? Is there excitement? You are learning to come in contact with this territory. You can come back and open your eyes.
That was beautiful, Jason. Really beautiful. Definitely, I'm full of story from my childhood, and I've done a lot of how many times do I go to the same stories and wish there were others that I remembered, right? And I've been reprocessing a lot of my patterns and a lot of my stories, right? And
Can you say one thing that in investigating this recurring story
yeah, so it's beautiful what showed up right now, and I did work on this last night, and I've like I said, been doing work, but it's, I'm sitting here and the pounding heart and the little gurgles in my stomach that are to me both fear and excitement, right? I hold and I know that fear and excitement are both simultaneous. It's the story in my head, am I
the
excited or am
yes
I
and the no.
fearful? Right. The two ways to experience the body sensation, right? And there are the memories of, I was give or take somewhere between four and six over and over again of I am joy. I am love. I am just unbounded pleasure and unbounded light. And, the adults around me, I would get in trouble. I was rejected. I was, tone it down. And I was sent to the corner in first grade for, making a scene, quote unquote, which is I wanted to play with the kid next to me, And with my father, it was, if I did it my way, I got yelled. It was a funny story that, I put ketchup on a hot dog and he went ballistic. That's not how you eat a hot dog. You have mustard and sauerkraut, And my father didn't have a childhood. His parents divorced when he was very young and he was shuttled from house to house. So he learned not to do things his, he had to make sure he followed the rules, right? And he very much was protective of us children, making sure we followed his rules so we wouldn't get, we wouldn't, we would still be loved, right? And so, but we had to follow his rules and not ever do things our way, And so I was, doing it my way always meant I was going to be rejected. And I was too loud, and I repeated that pattern over and over again.
And so that was an internal dilemma for little Tina, where her natural energy of being exuberant and connected and playful and interested, etc., had to be tempered, had to be held back because of your father's unresolved issues in himself. And this is what families do. It's quite unconscious that these things get handed down. So part of your struggle in coming into more aliveness in yourself is any remnants that might still be there around not okay, might get punished, stand in the corner, any resonance with all that will, they're actually reminders. It's trying to point you, it's trying to say, Tina, clear this up, clear this up. So, it's untangle yourself from that energy of something's wrong with you that you have to put a lid on it. And then live your life from that place. Be that person. This is healing.
Well, I joke because I repeated the pattern over and over again, and my bigness and exuberance and abundance and, it's threatening to a lot of people. And I've experienced that firsthand over and over and over again. And so it is a pattern that I somehow put myself in situations where I constantly get rejected, and I realizing love and rejection got morphed, right? And I have to untangle the two, because
And
love is not rejection. That's not real love.
you do that by finding full acceptance for the exuberant, over the top you.
Right.
And
And I invite all our guests. I want you to go onto this break with, can you say that again? Find the true you and accept the true you always, because you are here to do you.
It's always there. It's always trying to make itself
I
known.
get it. And we're going to go to break. And on this break, I want people to remember who is the true you.
Good
And if
question.
you're enjoying this show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Search for Your Healing Playground. I will be so grateful. I will feel not rejected, and it'll assist in getting the information out to so many people who really need this information to heal. So remember, we are on Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. I have with me today Jason Brody, and we're all about embracing your pain and embracing your fullness and your alignment and your truth. And on that note, we are going to go off to break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back this Monday morning. And remember, you are listening to Dr. Tina Coopersmith. I am the host of Your Healing Playground. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. My guest today is Jason Brody, and we are embracing pain and pleasure and all our emotions. We are embracing healing from the inside out. We are embracing the fact that when we get to the root cause of so many of our emotions and body sensations, not only do we heal our story, not only do we heal and come into resonance with all our emotions, but literally the energy starts flowing in our body, and our body can then do the rejuvenation, and the organs can start to heal themselves as well. So Jason, I love having you on this program. I want you to, if you can, summarize some of what you did for us in our last segment, where we really felt into our body sensations, and invite our listeners on, you know, three take-home messages, where they can find you, and really celebrating this work that you are bringing into this world.
So as you probably can imagine, the work I do is very feeling oriented. If you can feel it, you can heal it. We open up in very deep ways. We really just scratched the surface today, but you kind of get the idea of the realm that I work in. The main thing that I do is called the Awakening Intensive. This is a 3-day experience. It's 3 full days. We're working together. It's a structured step-by-step process that takes you into the entanglement, into the predicament, shows you how to grapple with it, shows you how to untangle yourself from it, shows you how to complete it. And the typical experience of people going through is that they feel like, I got my life back, I'm out of prison, I've had some spectacular medical healings, although I do not make any kind of medical guarantee.
This is not approved by the FDA as a drug.
No, it's not. This is 3 tough days. This is deep work. We're really going in and with a roto-rooter and cleaning it out. And what happens to virtually everybody who's done this is there comes a point where you shift. There comes a point where you go, oh my God, I'm back. This is me. This is true. This is what I had to put away. This is what couldn't get developed. This is what couldn't come forward. And I now, you mentioned earlier being your own parent, you actually become the loving parent that you always needed.
Yeah.
You actually experience that. It's very joyful. It's very difficult. It's not for the faint of heart. I'm kind of pretty picky about who I work with. I'm looking for my best clients are desperate. It's like, I'll eat males to get to the other side of this. Uh-huh. If there's that level of commitment, you'll sail right through this. So it's a very deep dive. And the intention of awakening is directly experiencing coming home to yourself, what it is to love yourself, approval, giving yourself approval, knowing that you're always okay regardless of what's happening, that you can always count on yourself, and you have the tools to be able to move into your life in a new way. We work at the end with how do I put this in practice? What steps do I have to take? What's gonna serve this? And this is serious, deep, life-changing work.
So I have a question for you as our listeners listen, right? So again, when you're thinking about who you are and can you handle this work and if Jason's right for you, right? You need to be coachable, I'm assuming. You're talking about people being stuck, right? If you're at the bottom versus the middle versus you just want to get the hot fudge sundae and the sauce. Like, does it really matter where you are at emotionally in 1 minute or less? Kind of, how
No,
low can you go to get high?
people don't have to be basket cases. All they have to do is to recognize there's something more that's possible for me. I don't know how to untangle this particular piece, and I'll do whatever it takes.
Excellent. And how are people going to find you so they can sign up for your intensive?
My website is down at the moment. I just found out a couple of days ago. I got
Just
some.
tell us today how they can find you.
So I'm going to give you my email.
Okay.
It's jason@awakeningseminars.com.
Jason
J.
at awakeningseminars.com.
I'm going to spell that out. Jason at Awakening. Seminars.com. If people contact me, we will set up a time to do a free half-hour investigation, which will really bring you a lot clearer of whether this is appropriate for you. You'll get a lot out of it whether you decide to continue with the program or not. We'll do a pretty deep dive, and that's complimentary. No.
So, free discovery session with Jason. Reach out to him at jason@awakeningseminars.com. Celebrate your life, celebrate all your emotions. Remember that what you feel, you can heal. Remember to reparent yourself. And remember, you are listening to Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper Smith. Next episode, I Can Never Get Enough Play. We're going to go back to the erotic blueprints, back to playing with who you are at your core, more of the work in another way, as Jason did. And guess what, Jason? Your website is working, awakeningseminars.com, according to my producer. So,
My contact page is not working.
okay, but awakeningseminars.com, if you want more information about Jason. If you work with Jason or you work with yourself, please remember what you feel heals, what you resist persists. Listen to your body. It has incredible wisdom. It wants you to be well. You were born to be you. You were born to be well. The doctor of the future is you. Heal yourself. We can do this. We can get all the tools. I'm not critiquing Western medicine. Hey, that's what I do too. But we can heal. We are all allies in this together. So, Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper Smith. And check out Jason at awakeningseminars.com. Look into yourself. Feel all the emotions. Feel all the sensations. And again, all of the information that we've just spoken will be in the show copy. So look at the show notes. Listen over and over again to that one amazing session that could bring you into wholeness with yourself. And next week, I Can Never Get Enough Play with myself again as your host on Your Healing Playground. Have an amazing week. Play all the time. Celebrate you. Celebrate life. Feel your emotions, rewrite your story. And I have to thank Jason from the bottom of my heart. So excited that I met you on my Enlightenment Intensive. Now I got to check out your Awakening Intensive because I love to know myself deeper and deeper. I am love. I am light. You are love. You are light.
Thank you, Tina.
Celebrate all of this.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.